This afternoon, NASA will attempt its first ever sample collection from an asteroid in hopes of learning more about the origin of life on Earth. The daring mission is gathering worldwide attention today. I'm Jesse King reporting for WAMC, and I spoke with NASA scientist Danny Glavin for a rundown.
Over 200 million miles away from Earth, OSIRIS-REx is preparing for NASA's most ambitious sample return since the Apollo program. After months of detailed analysis of Bennu's terrain, the team selected the Nightingale Crater as the sample site for the mission.
The hype is real for NASA today as OSIRIS-REx prepares to tap the surface of the rocky asteroid Bennu. It's a long-awaited and precarious mission in which the van-sized spacecraft already spent 2 years lying in wait in the asteroid's orbit, flying low for high-resolution photos and the occasional touchdown rehearsal. Glavin says the main event, however, will only last a few seconds.
We're going to touch the surface for about 5 seconds. We're going to fire a bottle of pressurized nitrogen gas to stir up the dirt and the soil on the asteroid, and then collect it in this sample collector, which kind of looks like an old 1957 Chevy air filter. So that material will get collected in the collector, and then we'll back away, fire some thrusters on the spacecraft to back away from the asteroid to a safe distance, and then assess how much material we have. We're hoping to collect about 2 ounces, so think 30 packets of sugar. But if we fill the collector, we might get lucky and get like a 4-pound bag of flour. So we're hoping that we fill that container up and really capture some of this precious material from the earliest stages of the solar system.
How difficult is this? Because from what I've read, OSIRIS-REx first arrived at Bennu 2 years ago, so I imagine there's a lot of planning going on here.
Oh, there's a ton of planning. The navigation folks are just amazing in what they've had to do. You know, when we first imaged the asteroid, we thought it would be very sandy and smooth, kind of like a beach. But as we got closer and the images became more clear, oh my God, there are boulders, building-sized boulders strewn out about the surface, which of course makes it very challenging to get down to the surface. We want to protect the spacecraft. We've identified a spot today called Nightingale, which is a crater in the northern hemisphere. There are a lot of rocks around this crater. I'm not going to lie, one of them is called Mount Doom, which is a 2-story high boulder. And we're trying to get into a 26-foot wide tag zone. That's what we're aiming for here. So imagine, you know, trying to take this 15-passenger van spacecraft and parking it in 3 parking lot spaces. That's about the room we have, and not a lot of room for error here. And this entire sequence has to be autonomous because there's an 18.5-minute delay for the signal they get from the spacecraft to the Earth. We're over 200 million miles away. But we've got the software on board that will navigate us safely to the surface. And if we detect any hazards or boulders, we'll do a back away burn just to keep the spacecraft safe and live for another sampling attempt.
Pretty cool. So tell me a little bit about why NASA has chosen this asteroid for this mission. Like, what's special about Bennu?
Yeah, so, you know, there are a lot of asteroids out there. There's over a million asteroids in the asteroid belt. But only, you know, a handful of them really have orbits that are similar to the Earth that we can access with spacecraft so we can get to the asteroid easily and get back. Bennu is one of those. What excites me most about Bennu is that it's carbon rich. So carbon is, you know, all life on Earth is made up of carbon. This is fundamental building block of life, if you will. So we think that by collecting samples from Bennu and getting them back to labs on Earth, we can really learn about how the solar system formed, how the planets formed, but even potentially how life on Earth started.
Did I read right that Bennu also has the possibility of colliding with Earth one day?
Yeah, so this is another reason that Bennu was selected. It is a potentially hazardous asteroid. So NASA defines these potentially hazardous asteroids as asteroids that have orbits that are similar to the Earth, that cross the orbit, and that are large, so over 140 meters in diameter. And Bennu is about 500 meters in diameter, so it certainly fits that bill. We've looked at this carefully. It turns out the risk is pretty low. There's a very small probability, I think in the beginning in 2175, so a long time from now, that Bennu could hit the Earth. But that probability is very, very small. It's only like 1 in 2700 chance. So we want to go to these asteroids to learn how they're made up, right? So we can plan if there's a future asteroid that's on a trajectory to Earth, we want to be able to understand how to move them. And so to do that, you really need to understand how they're made up and put together. And OSIRIS-REx is going to give us a lot of that very important information. NASA is planning a mission called DART, the Double Asteroid Redirect, which will launch next year, which will go to an asteroid called Didymos. And actually, for the first time, we're going to intentionally crash it into one of the asteroids of the Didymos system to see how it perturbs the other asteroid. And so we are thinking about the future, and this is part of our security. You know, if there is an asteroid that's on a trajectory to hit the Earth, you know, how are we going to go out there and deflect it so it doesn't?
Okay, so today you're hoping to grab a sample. So how long is that probably going to take, and when will you know whether you've gotten anything?
The entire tag sequence, the touch-and-go sampling, takes about 4.5 hours. As I mentioned earlier, the actual time that we're touching the surface is very short, so 5 to 10 seconds or so. We're not going to know today whether or not we collected sample. We'll get confirmation from the spacecraft that it's safe, that we touched the asteroid. But it'll take a day or two to figure out, you know, how much material we actually collected. So hopefully by this weekend, maybe early next week, we'll know whether or not, you know, we collected those 30 sugar packet sized sample, or if it's something much larger than a 4-pound bag of flour. So I'm hoping for a larger sample. More is definitely better.
So what are you most looking forward to learning about this mission?
Yeah, so I think, you know, I made a career out of studying meteorites, looking for the building blocks of life. For decades I've been doing this. And one of the big frustrations is that all of these meteorites are contaminated. As soon as they hit the atmosphere and get heated up and hit the Earth, they get contaminated with all of the organics and bacteria on the Earth. And that makes it difficult to look at the chemistry that led to life. It complicates that science. And so the samples returned from Bennu by OREX will provide us with the first samples that are pristine. So pristine samples of the asteroid that have never seen the Earth, right, that haven't been contaminated. And I'm hoping that we're going to be able to finally answer these questions about how life started by looking at this really primitive and pristine material.
Well, best of luck. It sounds like it's going to be a pretty big day. NASA will air live coverage of OSIRIS-REx's descent to Bennu on its website starting at 5 p.m. Eastern Time today, with the touch-and-go maneuver scheduled for just after 6 p.m. I've been speaking with Danny Glavin, an astrobiologist at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center in Maryland. Danny, thanks for speaking with me.
Really appreciate your time.